So if you're getting into real estate, it really is can be very, very overwhelming.
Yeah.
Back to raincanada.com, our website, we've got so much information on there. And it really is about knowledge. But if there's also the phrase that if more knowledge was the answer, we'd all be billionaires with six packs.
The reality
of it is that it isn't just about knowledge. It's about how do we take action? And people don't know where to start.
Mm.
The first place to start is to look at, see what it is you want to do. What is the next small step you can take? We have RAIN members who come to an Acre event. They go, gosh, I want to buy 100 doors. I go, great. That's a great goal. Let's just focus on the next one.
Mm.
What do you got to do to buy the next property, your first property, your next property?
Mm.
And that's really what it was. Think big, 100, great, awesome. Let's just think about the next one.
This is the podcast for people that believe they do not need to change the world. We believe it's all about becoming the most effective version of yourself in the moments in life that matter the most. This is
the Inner Changemaker Podcast. Instead of changing the world, change their world. Changemakers, what is going on, everyone? So excited with each and every single one of you. I appreciate you for tuning in. I appreciate the data, the time. So let's get to it. I mean, the last couple weeks, I have not been uploading as often as usual. I feel like I've been really failing all of you. And there's a lot of different things that I want to be able to share with you. But, you know, I thought this would be maybe a good way to kind of make it up to you. And so the next two interviews is going to be deep diving into something that I haven't really talked about on the podcast that much, which is real estate investing. Now, some of you might know, some of you might not, but I run a real estate investing portfolio with my family, and we do that completely passive, completely on the side, but it has been able to create such financial freedom, not necessarily for me, but for my family, and feeling, getting them feeling that secure type of feeling, for all you immigrants out there with immigrant families. You guys will understand that that is obviously a huge, huge component of moving from scarcity into abundance, into your life as well. So I thought it'd be really cool for me to not just share this aspect of my life with you, the listener of this very podcast, but for me to have on two different experts that have created well over 7 to 8 figures. We are definitely talking to multi-millionaires on the show. And the first episode is actually with the CEO of RAIN, which is Real Estate Investing Network. And they do events all across Canada. And you'll hear me do a more proper intro for him. But long story short, all you have to know is that I attended one RAIN event, literally one. And the only reason I didn't even get their RAIN membership is because due to our lifestyle and the way that we run our business, I travel entirely too much. So it wouldn't have been, you know, the best in terms of meeting all these monthly meetings and missing them. But for those of you that are interested in real estate investing, this episode is going to be an amazing primer for you as a great introduction. We talk about Patrick's story. We also discover how entrepreneurs and leaders can get started, why they need to park their money maybe in real estate as a way to build wealth beyond just your day-to-day operation. Even if you do have a job, it is an amazing, I guess, series that we put together. Part one will definitely be answering some of the bigger reasons why, and part two will go into some of the more tactical reasons. We also have an amazing guest for that as well. So I'll leave it at that. And if you enjoy listening to this, please, 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 whatever device you are listening to this on, please leave us a review. It is, you know, on the days that, you know, I don't maybe want to upload, or on the days that our business feels like it's imploding on ourselves. And even for us in terms of landing guests, it does mean the world to me. So if this has given you any level of value, or it has helped you think about your business, your life, your mindset in any type of way, would love to be able to hear about it. And if we get, you know, start getting a few more, I think I'm going to start reading out some of the ones. So I want to be able to give you a shout out on the show, and so much love for each and every single one of you. Appreciate you being patient with me. Appreciate you being patient with us. And I hope to see you very, very soon, hopefully at a training or an event. Who knows? They got so much to tell you, but I'll save that for the solo episode coming on later this week. All right. No more delays. Here's the episode, part one of our real estate investing series, my good friend, Patrick Franzi. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of The Inner Changemaker. So excited to be sharing this episode with each and every single one of you, because today we're going to do something we haven't really done before. We've mentioned it a few different times, but we're going to be really diving into one niche aspect of building out your legacy as well as your currency. Today's guest, we have the CEO and Managing Director of RAIN, which stands for the Real Estate Investment Network. He is an accomplished speaker, a facilitator, and he also hosts the highly acclaimed podcast, The Everyday Millionaire. And he's someone that has made a great impact even through his work on my life and my family's life. And over the last two decades, he's been able to teach and present to thousands of real estate investor entrepreneurs across Canada, both live and online. And I have him live with me, but you're probably hearing the recording of this. Welcome to the show, Mr. Patrick Franzi. Welcome.
Hi, Jay. How are you? Great to be here, by the way.
Yeah, well, I'm excited that we've got this on the books. We made this work. So, you know, I know you run your podcast. I know you've been on you know, many, many different rounds of this, whether you're interviewing or you're being interviewed. And, you know, what caught my attention from, you know, your when I first met you was that you were running this podcast. It was called The Everyday Millionaire. And I'm just curious, when you kind of put that together, what does the everyday millionaire, what does that mean to you?
You know, and that's a great question, Jay. When I first came up with the everyday millionaire, it was really me sitting back and looking at where I could have an impact on the world for me, you know, like my view of where I saw things going and what I love to do, my passion around things. And I was actually on the beach in St. Lucia.
Okay.
And I had,
can't go wrong there.
Yeah, you can't go wrong there. So I was doing a lot of reading on that particular trip, which I tend to do on vacations anyways. And I had just read the book called Ego is the Enemy.
Mm.
And I was looking at what I wanted to achieve, and I was looking at where, in spite of some of my accomplishments, some of the things that I'd achieved, I realized that I was playing far smaller than I wanted to play. And the realization of ego is interesting only because people look at ego often, their framework for it or their reference to it is around arrogance. It's around maybe a little full of themselves. Well, ego is a little bit dark and crooked that way, and it sneaks up on you. And ego can also keep you small. Ego protects you from being exposed, from being out there. And so that was actually an interesting trigger for me. So that's a little bit of a backstory about the trigger. Then the everyday millionaire came from the realization of how many people I knew that had achieved some really amazing things, just quietly did their stuff. You know, it was like what I use on my show as a reference is seemingly ordinary people achieving extraordinary results.
Mm.
And I was surrounded by people that had done that. You know, the podcasts that were out there, the interviews that were out there, they're interviewing really acclaimed billionaires and stars and athletes. And listen, that's awesome.
Yeah.
But I realized that that's, for most people, unattainable. It's a dream. They can't even wrap their mind around what it means to be a billionaire, let alone a millionaire.
Right.
So So I did my research on what it even means to be a true millionaire, which is to have liquidatable assets of $1 million, not including your principal residence. Mm. And that in Canada, you know, a population of whatever it is, 35 million, let's say, in the middle there somewhere, less than 1% of Canadians are actually have a net worth of $1 million based on those, based on that. And so I realized that when you look at some of the people that I know, I'm often, they're just ordinary people. And gosh, you know, if they can do it, I can do it. You know, it's like that, it's that. As opposed to a Richard Branson, interesting guy. I love the stuff he does, how he writes, how he talks.
Yeah.
But it's pretty big.
Yeah.
And he's a great interview. But I wanted to really get into the weeds, if you will, of just people who, how did they get there? How did they create a net worth of 5, 7, 3 million, 10, 20, 60 million, right?
Well,
and that's, so that was the premise for the show. That's how I did it. That's how it came about. I'm really proud of the show. We've got a great following. I get really great feedback. And so I'm enjoying doing it. I really love it. I really do.
Yeah. I mean, it's always... it's always so refreshing, actually, that you bring that up, because I think sometimes in the world of social media, and you're right, you know, even on this podcast, we've been blessed to have had a few millionaires and billionaires to have come on to the show. But sometimes, like, they're operating on a different, you know, planet in the way that they're thinking, and it's kind of difficult to kind of get, you know, that level of mentorship to even be able to apply that, you know, in your everyday life. So I love the fact that, you know, it's almost like you're sharing and normalizing the idea of being a millionaire, but with ordinary people as well. And highlighting that on your show. We're going to focus on this episode around real estate investing, just because, you know, I really think that, you know, Rain does such a great job with their events and the organization that obviously you run. If you could maybe walk us back a little bit, take us back. What was life like before maybe you started looking at real estate investing, before you started thinking about, you know, looking at the different markets and economies, before we even get into any of that stuff of, you know, how one even begins to invest in real estate? Who were you when, you know, life before real estate investing? What were you thinking? What was life like then for Patrick?
Well, Jay, you know, I've been a entrepreneur slash business owner really most of my life.
Yeah.
And although I spent, you know, the first early years of my life from, you know, 18 to, you know, 27, 28 years old, I worked in the oil industry and got a lot of corporate training. But what's important about that is back in those days in the, you know, in the late 70s, early 80s, there, you know, we were young. We were the boomers. We were those individuals that were coming up. It was that whole big horde of individuals, kind of like the millennials of today, I guess. But ultimately, the corporations back then were putting a lot of money and time and energy into training it. So I had a really strong corporate background where my post-secondary was done corporately. So I had a very, very strong education in that. Mm-hmm. Now, I lived in Alberta. I lived in Edmonton specifically. And back in those days, our then Prime Minister, Pierre Elliott Trudeau, introduced the National Energy Program, and which shut Alberta down. You know, unemployment went, I think at one point it peaked at about 14%, but it was really, you know, 10, 12. And I eventually lost my job in the oil industry. Now, the reason I share that was because that was when my, what I call my entrepreneurial accident occurred. And I went in, met some, a good buddy of mine had a business. He was on his own. He's going, I need some help. I don't really, you know, I just need some help. So I joined him in a business called Professional Skate Service, which is a small boutique retail store. And, you know, just over time, within a couple of years, I bought him out and then I owned the store. We now call them Pro Skate. I've owned the store since 1984 and I still own them to this day. And I'm down to two stores. We've gone into the U.S. I branched out, had some stores in the U.S. and in Denver specifically. Then we came back, slowed that whole thing down, kept the two stores. Well, back in about 2001, I'd been doing well with the business, to be honest with you. My wife, Stephanie, and I had both been doing quite well. And we were meeting people. And here's what I noticed, Jay. the most successful business people that I knew and that I admired and that I kind of emulated or tried to emulate, what I realized was, in spite of how well they were doing in business, and many of them were doing exceptionally well in business, they all owned real estate. And I went, gosh, I got to look into this real estate thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, back in 2000, I started to do what research I could. You know, we certainly did have the internet to the degree we do today. But I actually was reading the newspaper one morning and I saw this little ad in the newspaper saying, want to learn about Alberta real estate? Yeah. Come to this event. And so I went to an event in 2000. It was similar to what we do now, which is called the WIN events, which are what's important now in real estate. We call them WIN events. And really, it's a primer for us to introduce people to the conversation of real estate and then introduce them to the concept called get an education in real estate and attend an ACRE event. Back then, they called Quick Start programs. And that was the ACRE event, as you know, is the Authentic Canadian Real Estate Program. So that's how I got started in the world of real estate, because it was driven by people that I admired, people who had a really great net worth. And that's how I got introduced to RAIN. That's where I started my journey.
Yeah. And you're right. You know, it's that observation there of people doing really well in business and all a lot of successful people. That's one thing that not everybody talks about so openly, but real estate is a huge commonality among people that are building wealth and successful. Paint us a picture now. Like, what is life like now? Because now RAIN, you guys are all across, you know, Canada. I was literally, I flew in from Italy the night before because I knew how much impact ACRE had on me and my family's life last year. And I was able to attend this past year in Toronto. What's life like for you now? Now that you've, you know, looked at investing for a huge chunk and as well as been so successful with so many of your different ventures?
Well, I think, you know, life now it's interesting because I'm about to turn 60 years old, by the way, in July of this year. So I'm looking at life through a different set of filters, a different set of eyes than I have been over the years. I'm now a grandfather, and that's kind of fun and cool and very interesting space to be in.
Yeah.
For me, you know, when we go back to looking at what real estate did for me, I'll start there a little bit, was the realization that any business owner has to realize that there's going to be an exit at some point. And if you're, depending on where your business is, what is your retirement plan, quote unquote, whatever retirement means for you, but what is your wind down? What's your exit strategy? Where are you going with all of this? And I didn't have a pension plan in my business. And so my pension plan became real estate. Now, what's interesting about that is I've had lots of success with real estate. I've had lots of failures in real estate. And what is life right now? Well, I've got too many businesses going on, to be honest with you. I'm trying to wind them down. It's hard to, you know, slow down a train. And it takes a while to unwind it. And, you know, so for me, we're really driven by RAIN. You know, retirement is not even something that's in my vocabulary, to be honest with you, in terms of my thought process. And we love doing what we're doing with RAIN. Of course, we're in Calgary, Vancouver, Edmonton. We're quarterly in Ottawa. We're in Toronto. We just started a chapter in Kelowna, British Columbia. And we're really out to change the real estate world. We launched what we call the REIA program, which is a real estate investment advisor program. That's ours. We're going to redefine who realtors are, mortgage brokers, and investors are in the world of real estate. So that's really cool. So for me right now, it is about continuing to grow my prowess as a coach, as a leader, as a CEO of a business, taking this business to the next level. We have big aspirations. My partner, Richard Dolan, and I, and recently a new partner that we've taken on, Jean Guy. And we're really focused on taking this business to the next level, changing lives, making an impact on people's lives in a really powerful way. Don R. Campbell, as you know, is a good friend of mine and is on our stage often.
Yes.
And so, you know, collectively, we're all inspired to do the same thing, which is to have an impact on people's lives. And so from a business point of view, it's interesting because we're like any business. We're going, well, how do we manage costs? What's the sales? All of those things.
Yeah.
All of our decisions, Jay, come from one fundamental place. We start with the end user, if you will, our end client. What is most important for us to deliver on for our clients. All decisions come from there. Clients, team first, always. Mm. And we make decisions from that place. I think it's, in some regards, it's an interesting place to do it. We always feel good about it. It's not maybe financially the best approach. You can look at some of the businesses that are similar to ours. We've been around 25 years. There's other businesses out there that try and do things, but they're really driven first and foremost to the sale.
Yeah.
And then how that lands for the client. So that's not to make anybody wrong. Our model is really an integrity-based service and product that we provide. Mm-hmm. And we're driven. And that's why we have as many, you know, we have RAIN members that have been around 20 years, 10 years, 15 years. It's all about relationship. I know many of them. I love it.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, Patrick, you reminded me of something when you said, you know, you don't even think about retirement, right? And it makes me think about, or, you know, it wasn't necessarily something that is a word in your vocabulary. And, you know, I remember one of my first mentors, Dan Sullivan, he made the great analogy. He says, you know, the word retirement, he goes, for entrepreneurs, it doesn't, you don't really need to think about that, because if you're building, he goes, you know, you retire like tires, you know, like objects get retired because they're out of use, right? Sure. And he goes, for high performers and leaders and people that are building a life, you know, that they're going after, right? You guys talk about your beliefs and chasing that and creating that and defining that. You don't retire from that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're creating systems to have greater leverage. And so I love that you talked about that. I'm curious, for you, was there ever a time where you kind of, it's almost like you tapped into the power of real estate investing? And what did that mean for you, of like that first moment of understanding, you know, what this could potentially lead to and the impact that it can have for the people around you?
Well, you know, I think for me personally, you know, real estate's interesting because for me, it's just a way to monetize. It's a way for me to take my capital and put it to work. I'm not passionate about real estate. You know, there's nothing to be, for me, there's nothing to be passionate about.
Sure.
I'm generally the money partner. I haven't really got into the trenches of real estate in a doing this kind of way for many years.
Yeah.
However, having said that, I did for a number of years. I grew my own portfolio. I managed some of my own properties. I did all of that. So for me, real estate isn't what drives me. What drives me is the education, is the coaching, is the business of investing in real estate, is supporting others. Because we have many RAIN members who actually make a living investing in real estate. They flip deals, they assign deals, they're realtors, they're mortgage brokers, love supporting that. Then there's others who are firefighters, they're doctors, they're healthcare workers, they're, you know, they're electricians that are building a portfolio for their future. And that's really what I'm inspired to do, is support people in creating a financial future. That's what it is for me. So when I got the power of real estate, when I started to understand it, to be honest with you, I don't think I had an appreciation for it. Even after I bought my first, let's say, dozen doors, and they were churning away, and that was great. But until I actually was able to pull some cash off the table, I didn't realize. I went, wow, that was cool. Because guess what? I still own the asset. I've got none of my own money in it anymore. And I've got more capital to work with.
Yeah.
So that's when I really got it. That, I think, so from a turning point of view, it was like, okay, we got to do more of this.
It was good. That's really cool. And I know you mentioned, you mentioned a few failures along the way, right? And this is not even typically something I would bring up or ask. I almost think it's almost too typical of an interview question. But is there any famous kind of like failures or kind of funny failures that you remember that kind of stand out in your mind?
Oh gosh, I'm
where to start?
Serious. I'm much too serious a character to look at a failure as funny.
Right.
I'm used to failing. Trust me, I've made many mistakes. The thing about real estate that I've learned the hard way is that you got to be really careful about your joint venture partners if that's what you're doing.
Mm.
Understanding that those are relationships, those are business relationships. I think when I first started getting into joint ventures, and I don't do joint ventures in that way anymore, but having said that, When you first get into joint ventures, you're looking at it as a check. You know, you're going, holy cow, this guy's got $100,000 or $1 million or whatever the number is.
Yeah.
And you're looking at just the money without really understanding that it's not just the money. This is a business relationship. Mm. And along the way, you're in this relationship could be easily for 5 years, 7 years, 10 years, 15 years. Well, in that period of time, life happens. People go through divorces, there's deaths in the family, there's business disruptions that they might have. Well, that will throw a wrench into all sorts of things. Mm. A disagreement or a misunderstanding or a different belief in how a portfolio should be managed. Mm. And all sorts of things can take that kind of joint venture relationship in a different direction. It isn't even a case of somebody doing something to another with any malice. It's just life happens.
Yeah.
So for me, what I've learned is that for joint ventures, we've recently did a joint venture, a couple of joint ventures on an RTO deal. But I knew I was in and out in 3 years. And so for me, that made total sense. And put my money to work. I know the individual who did the RTO deals. He's awesome. And we hit it out of the park. So from now, I'm going in much more eyes wide open, much more understanding, having dealt with lots of RAIN members, seeing the paths that they've gone down and understanding some of the mistakes they've made. So that's what it is for me. Those I call them failures or mistakes. Listen, they're all lessons and you got to be prepared to fail.
Yeah. Well, I think that's such a, it's a beautiful point, right? I mean, I don't remember who said it. It's like, you're either successful in what your goal is, or you're either learning how not to do something so that you could be successful down the line. And so many of those lessons, like, it's almost like people try to not fail, but if you try to not fail or avoid failing, you kind of like try to overstep like the lessons and the actual things that's going to make you successful down the line. So I love that you brought that to light. For you, having this type of, I mean, now that you guys do events and all these things, you're educating, you know, Canadians around real estate investing. How does it kind of make you feel on their end when you have people like myself or individuals like we were at Acre, and there's so many different people that had all these mini stories of, you know, taking their families on vacations or being able to retire their you know, maybe their parents, like hearing stories like that on a stage. I mean, it's quite powerful. How does it feel from a managing director from your end? You know, you guys are presenting, you know, for so often to kind of have that level of impact for people.
Well, there's a couple parts to that. You know, for us, and I'll speak for me. I won't speak for my partners, Don and Richard, et cetera.
Sure.
You know, being a contribution is really what drives me. You know, that's where fulfillment lives. That's where being a contribution and making a difference is what inspires me to get out of bed in the morning.
Mm.
The stories I hear, the successes that people have and where I can support them in that. And also keep in mind, I look at people that have, you know, tripped and fallen and maybe had their failures along the way. But ultimately, that's my benchmark. That's my scorecard. How are we doing? The fact that we can do this nationally, the fact that the membership continues and grows and we're doing all the things there, that's really my benchmark of measuring my impact, how successful I'm being. Now, back to what we talked about earlier is that along the way is, you know, my focus is on leadership. You know, we talked a little bit going into this interview, you know, my study of stoicism. It's really always about who I'm being and how I'm being. Mm. So in my own view, the goal is the goal, but it's who you have to become to achieve the goal. That's the goal.
Nice. Yeah.
Because, you know, the goal is going to come and go. You know, if the goal is to make $1 million, really, it's who do you have to become to make that $1 million? Who do you have to become to show up and generate that kind of cash?
Mm.
The $1 million will come and go. And then it's on to whatever is next. And then who do you have to become to do that?
Yeah.
So when you talk about yourself having the impact, I'm always looking at who do I have to show up as? What, what do I have to study? How do I have to lead to be able to have a J go, Patrick, what you just did, what you just said, what you just, you know, what you just shared, this is what inspired me, and gosh, that was cool. Thank you. So it's really about who I had to become in order to get you inspired to achieve your goal. So that's my scorecard.
Yeah. That's awesome.
And now we want to do that. You know, we want to do that. I mean, gosh, we just want to keep doing that. We want to do it, have a huge impact on many, many people's lives.
For sure. And for people that are listening to this, they're watching this, make sure to go to Rain Canada, raincanada.com to look at some of their future events. And I know they have an online kind of portal as well. And if you get a chance to learn from these individuals, I mean, it's an absolute, absolute must. So especially if you have any level of interest in real estate investing. Patrick, I love that framework that you just shared. And, you know, one of the things I wrote down actually, because I was at Acre listening to, I knew that we were going to, you know, hop onto this at some point. But one of the quotes that you shared, I think it was just like a quick slide, but it was something that you said right at the end. You said, dream big and do it one step at a time. Right. So for people that are interested, you know, I haven't necessarily ever created something that we talked specifically around real estate investing or like necessarily the how-tos. I think you guys are definitely more so the experts in that department. For someone who's interested, for someone who says, hey, you know what, that sounds like something I have capital sitting aside, or maybe I'm just starting out and I want to get into real estate investing. What's kind of like that first step outside of maybe going to, you know, one of your events or getting one of Don Campbell's books or what have you? What's kind of like that first step do you think that people could start taking?
Well, you know, first, and you know, back to that quote, the quote was actually dream big, think small. And the reason that we that I use that particular quote to the education first step is that we can dream big. That's great. What that will do is overwhelm people. It'll make it unattainable. Right. You know, many years ago, I learned that lesson really clearly with, believe it or not, in yoga. And I was really upset because I was very competitive in yoga. I mean, I don't know how you get competitive in yoga. That was me. And I was training at the time. I was doing yoga at the time with a lady by the name of Lorianne Munzer, who was a gold medal winnist in cycling for Canada. And it was just her and I in this yoga class.
Okay.
So we're doing yoga. Excuse me. We're doing yoga, and I'm actually comparing myself to her. You know, here's a world-class athlete, you know, she's, you know, 20 years younger than I am. But anyways, so my instructor once said to me, he said, Patrick, he said, don't look at the top of the mountain. Just look at what you can do and just look at the next step. He says, if you look at the top of the mountain, you'll never get there.
Right.
Just take the next step. Now, that back then was profound as it is, you know, today it's, I realize that that's a pretty common thought process for really successful people. So if you're getting into real estate, it really can be very, very overwhelming. Yeah. Back to raincanada.com, our website, we've got so much information on there. And it really is about knowledge. But if there's also the phrase that if more knowledge was the answer, we'd all be billionaires with six packs.
The reality
of it is that it isn't just about knowledge. It's about how do we take action? And people don't know where to start. The first place to start is to look at, see what it is you want to do. What is the next small step you can take? We have RAIN members who come to an Acre event. They go, gosh, I want to buy 100 doors. I go, great. That's a great goal. Let's just focus on the next one. What are you going to do to buy the next property, your first property, your next property? And that's really what it was. Think big, 100, great, awesome. Let's just think about the next one. And then tell me when you achieve that. Because there's all the processes and all the steps that you have to go through to buy that first property.
Yeah.
You have to get organized. You have to get a realtor. You have to start to build your team. You have to get a property manager. You have to get financing. Yeah. Gosh, that whole list of things to do can be overwhelming, and you're only buying one.
Yeah. Well, it's true. I mean, that's it's like the same analogy. People are like, Is it like, now I'm thinking about, I don't even know if this is right, but it's like, how do you eat, or how do you like run a marathon? It's like one step at a time, right? Or how do you eat an elephant one bite at a time, right?
Sure, it's all the same.
So it's really breaking that down, and I highly encourage people that are listening, watching this to at least, you know, check it out. If they have some interest, like to take those mini actions, to do things one thing at a time. And so that they could be an everyday millionaire down the line, and then they can build up to that. So Patrick, I loved, you know, just, you know, chatting with you around some of your successes, but also just kind of like the mindset and how to break these things down. For you, we've kind of talked about it, but the theme of the show is legacy over currency. What do you think, like, for leaders and entrepreneurs out there, for high performers that are looking to build a greater legacy, do you think real estate investing is one thing that they should consider? How do you think it adds to kind of their whole aspect of viewing their legacy?
Well, you know, I think the first thing to do, that people have to define what their legacy is and what does it mean to them? What does legacy mean to them?
Yeah.
I've worked with and talked to a number of investors, for example, that will have $2, $3, $5, $7, $10 million to invest in real estate. And I go, well, what's your exit strategy? And they go, I'm not exiting. This is my legacy. This is for my kids. Mm. This is for my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren. Yeah. And that's how they think. So I was once, I did a lot of work with a guy by the name of Dr. John DeMartini.
Yes.
Over the years. And love John's work. And it's a body of work that I'm always drawn to and I go back to. And John DeMartini, Dr. DeMartini, once asked the question, what do you want them to be saying about you in 100 years from now? What do you want them to be saying about you in 1,000 years? So when we think about legacy and you think about it in those terms, you have to look and say, well, what does legacy mean to me? Does it mean that I'm creating wealth for my future family, my kids, my grandkids? Does it mean that I'm having an impact in the world today that leaves a legacy that people talk about and that they relate to and they go, gosh, you know, imagine what Jay was thinking back in 2018, and we're now, you know, the year 3000 or the year 2500.
Yeah.
You go, wow, what a leader. I mean, either you look at the conversations around a Kennedy or a Martin Luther King, and those are giants, and think about the legacy that they left. So that's all to say that in the context of legacy, it doesn't always represent for me wealth, although it likely would have a component of it. But it really is. The legacy for me that I want to leave is, what is the impact that I'm left, that I leave the world? Who am I to the friends, the family, the people in my life?
And that's powerful, right? And I love that, you know, it's simple, right? Just to get clear on it, you know, just to do things one thing at a time. But we say it all the time on the show, right? Common sense is not common practice, you know? And I mean, I think that's a huge, huge, you know, idea there for people. So, you know, as we wrap up here, I have a couple last questions for you. But before we jump into them, I'm curious, if people wanted to kind of follow you and socially stalk you online, is there a place that they can go to? I mean, obviously, the Everyday Millionaire podcast. I mean, if you're listening to this show already, definitely go check that out, because Patrick's some amazing interviews on there. Anything else, Patrick?
You know, I'm not a big social media guy, to be honest with you. The Everyday Millionaire is the everydaymillionaire.ca. I have my Facebook page, and I don't do a lot with it, to be honest with you. Once again, is I'm kind of a face-to-face person more than I am a social media person. And maybe I'll grow my social media if it's one of those things that are on my list of to-dos.
Sure.
But I'm not there yet. So I don't have that interactivity online with people too much.
Cool. Cool. Well, I mean, there's tons of amazing interviews and resources on the podcast, so do highly encourage people to go check that out. But second last question we have, you know, the name of the show is called The Inner Changemaker. What comes to mind for Patrick? Like, what comes to mind, and what kind of words or images when you hear the word changemaker?
Well, you know, it's interesting. For me, changemaker goes back to what we really hit on a couple of times in this particular interview, is what is the impact you're having on the world? But it always comes from who are you being? context of your life.
Yeah.
And, you know, the body work I do is defining yourself always. We are not the way we are. We choose to be the way we are. And who are you choosing to be? And so for me, Changemaker is about when we change ourselves, that is really, we emulate, we ripple out, we have the energy that expands beyond us. So who are you being in the context of your life? And whatever you've got going on in your life is always 100%. I would stand on the soapbox because I believe in it so much. Whatever you've got going on in your life, the people in your life is just a reflection of who you're being. So if you don't like the people in your life, or if you don't like the, you know, bad luck you're having, then you got to really look and take responsibility and hold yourself accountable for who you're being. That's how I look at the world.
Yeah.
So Changemaker to me is always about when you change and create a powerful context for who you're being in your life, that creates change.
And Patrick, that's really powerful. And I want to take a few seconds just to commend you for being a change maker in your own right, for creating that context for people in your family and the tons of people that you guys have, you know, had an impact to work with. We have never done this before, but as a last question, and I know you mentioned it already a couple, you know, there's a couple of things that would definitely qualify, but as a last question, I'm curious, just because I want people to interact with us and create some engagement, not just on your podcast, but also on the show. Is there kind of like a question of the day or a question of the week that maybe you can pose to our listeners and our viewers to really challenge them, you know, from this interview?
That's an interesting question. You know, there's an exercise that I think is really powerful. I've mentioned a couple, even when we're talking about legacy.
Yeah.
You know, there's an exercise that I was asked to do many years ago. And I think it's, I don't want to say it's commonplace, but I think, you know, many people have suggested it. You want to create legacy. You want to define yourself. What you do is sit down one day, and this will sound a little weird, but you write your own eulogy. And you sit there and you picture yourself and you go, okay, if somebody's standing there talking to the audience, and I've passed on, what do I want them to be saying? What do I want them to be saying about me? Who was I in the community? Who was I as a father, as a husband? And who was I in business? Who was I to the world? So as you write your own eulogy, it's really starting to then set a standard, set the bar, set the context for who you're going to be in your life. And it's a really powerful exercise to do. I've done it many times several times in workshops that I've held.
Yeah.
And, you know, it'll often bring people to tears.
It's a scary exercise too, you know, because you're confronted with, you know, sometimes the truth, and sometimes you don't like the truth. Right. We'll pose that as the challenge. So if you're listening to this and you're watching this, you got any great value or a tidbit or a takeaway, we'd love for you to engage with us. We'd love for you to let us know let me know via social. But if you do this exercise, definitely circle back to us, because I know Patrick would be excited. And I would also be excited just to know the impact that it's had on your life, or just going through it and some of the takeaways that for you.
I'll just interrupt. What you go back to the how do people interact with me? I do have an email that is looked after by my team. Just CEO@reincanada.com. It's CEO@reincanada.com. My team looks after that one. I respond to all emails, by the way, and I have fun doing that. So that's a way for people to interact if they wanted to do that.
Amazing. So we'll link everything in the show notes and under this video as well, just so people can get access to that. You know, Patrick, thank you so much for your time, your wisdom, coming on here, sharing some of your perspectives, and giving us a way to kind of think about not just our legacy, but getting started, you know, in building wealth and building our real estate. Thank you. And for those of you that are still viewing and listening to this, please let us know, go through the exercise, and we can't wait to see you on the next episode. Thank you so much, guys.
All right. Thanks.
Want to discover how you can begin to tap into your inner changemaker and become the leader for the important people around you? You can now grab a copy of my new audio training, How to Be the Leader You Truly Are, for free at www.theinnerchangemaker.com/leadership. Inside the training, you will find my top three proven strategies from millionaires and billionaires that have been featured on the show. And by simply applying them, I was able to go from sleeping in my parents' living room to leading and running multiple successful businesses and began an endless journey of impacting those closest to me. You can do it too. Go to www.theinnerchangemaker.com/leadership to get your free copy now.